Well, hello and welcome to Binge Watch, the podcast where we take a look at the hottest new TV and film releases on streaming television platforms. I'm Hannah Fernando, the group editor of Woman and Woman and Home magazine.
And I'm Ian McEwan, writer on TV and Satellite Week, TV Times and What's on TV magazines. And today we're looking at the new releases for the week starting Friday the 15th of March 2024, including The Hunt for Abraham Lincoln's Killer in Apple TV's Manhunt, starring Tobias Menzies, and Kerry Godleyman in a Kentish crime drama called Whitstable Pearl.
And we'll also be checking out the return of ITVX comedy The Dry and Now TV docudrama Royal Kill List. But first, Ian, what is in the news?
The six-part Paramount Plus thriller Curfew, which is set in a world where men live under a strict curfew each night, follows a detective played by Sarah Parrish who is investigating a woman's murder. What else is in the news, Hannah?
Well, Sean Foley will star in Netflix's romantic comedy La Dolce Vita as a businessman whose daughter is determined to transform a rundown villa in Italy, which she has bought for €1. Doesn't that sound a bit like the Amanda and Alan show?
She's playing Amanda Holden, isn't it, in a real-life renovation drama. Well, I'd say the theme of this week, if we have to have one, is assassination of the great and good. What do you think about that? And we're going to start off on Apple TV Plus with a new period true crime drama series, which arrives on Friday the 15th of March. It's called Manhunt, and here's a clip.
What happened?
The president's been shot.
Witnesses are saying it was John Wilkes Booth.
Wait, the actor?
Do you know who I am?
I'm a symbol.
How does a well-known actor commit murder in front of an audience of 1,500 people and escape?
Find the man that killed my husband.
Okay, so the usual drill on Apple TV Plus, you get your first two episodes up front, then it's weekly, and there are seven episodes. And it is all about the hunt for the man who assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. So I'm sure most people will be familiar vaguely with the story of Lincoln's assassination. It was in the Ford's Theatre in Washington, D.C., and he was shot while watching a play with his wife. So, I don't know, I thought, is this going to be a kind of rather dry historical drama about U.S. history that I'm not that invested in? Well, listeners, it was surprisingly good, I must say. It's based on a bestseller by a historian called James L. Swanson. And it filled in a lot of details that I didn't know about. Well, of course, we're at the end of the American Civil War. And in episode one, we're there as kind of the Confederates surrender. And we see a group of conspirators who are planning to, well, assassinate not just the president. This stars the great Tobias Menzies, who a lot of people will know from the sort of time travel fantasy romance Outlander. But of course, more recently, he played Prince Philip in The Crown. He plays Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. The action starts with an unsuccessful assassination attempt on the Secretary of State, William H. Seward. And then we're going to see the killing of the president at the theatre. Of course, he was assassinated by, well, people will know the name John Wilkes Booth, but they might not know that much more about this character. So he's an actor, a famous actor, and of course, after the killing, he actually jumps down onto the stage from the president's box and says something in Latin, which words to the effect of, you know, this is what happens to tyrants. And makes his escape, but of course, immediately everyone recognises him because he's really well known. And as he makes his getaway, of course, he's recognised again by a soldier who's on duty. So it is about the hunt for the killer, and I won't reveal how that pans out. But yeah, it's a really interesting story, and I found it much more gripping and absorbing than I expected. And the period detail is sheer quality, as you would expect from Apple TV. So yeah, unexpectedly enjoyable. What did you think, Hannah?
Well, I love things like this because I feel like it kind of fills in my potted history, which is frankly not as good as it could be or should be. And it's pretty thrilling, isn't it? I mean, it is really, really interesting. But also, I think it's really well done. I mean, it's Apple TV, it is well done, isn't it? And I don't know, I've really enjoyed what I've seen so far. And I really like Menzies as well. It's pacey and it keeps your attention. And it doesn't sort of become too, I mean, sometimes it feels like it's got a massive agenda. I don't know that it particularly does here. It sort of tells a story. I thought what I've seen so far is really interesting, really good.
Well, the killing continues over on Drama and UK TV Play with the crime drama Whitstable Pearl, which arrives on Thursday, the 14th of March, as a box set. And here's a clip.
You're enjoying Whitstable so far, Mr. Maguire?
I'm not a big fan of small towns because you have to talk to people.
Move! 2 bodies in 3 days.
You found them both.
I run a small business that does that kind of thing.
A detective agency.
Out of a pub.
I think that deserves a beer, Sherlock.
Some people will have already checked this out and be a bit of a fan of this because, of course, it landed originally or launched on Acorn TV in 2021. And now it's coming back for Freeview, so it'll be kind of much more accessible to many more people, which is no bad thing. I actually did see some of it the first time round. In fact, I feel like we talked about it, you know. I really enjoy it, and I hope lots of people do. So there are 6 episodes, and it's based on Julie Wasmer's novels. And it was shot in Whitstable, which is just on the north coast of Kent. And first of all, it's really quite beautiful. It sort of feels quite a sleepy place, although, of course, it's not really, because the whole series revolves around a woman called Pearl Nolan, who's played by Kerry Godleyman, who many people will remember from playing Ricky Gervais's wife in, Ian, fill me in, what's it called?
Afterlife.
Afterlife, that I absolutely love, and I think she's absolutely brilliant. And she's the single mother of a teenage son called Charlie, and she owns this local restaurant, and she's just really cool. I mean, I she's such a likeable character in everything she pretty much plays. She runs this place, this restaurant, with her mother, who's got a lot to say for herself. She's quite brash, opinionated, called Dolly. Again, a real, real character. But they work really well together. They kind of bounce off each other. But she is also an ex-cop. But I imagine as a copper, you probably can't ever really truly leave it all behind. And she now runs this private investigation firm from the restaurants. It's quite a weird setup, a bit odd, perhaps not that close to reality. You see her having a case assigned, and there's, you know, of course there's murders around where she lives, and she's kind of completely on it until a new copper, DCI Mike McGuire, played by Howard Charles, he is transferred from London to Whitstable, and he's also on these cases. And what you see here is, I suppose, two people kind of, first of all, one wants to make a name for themselves and kind of be the person that finds the killer, or kind of works out what's going on and wants to be the hero of the investigation. But as you see things, as things progress, the two of them sort of form, I would say, quite an unlikely friendship and possibly even a relationship, really kind of pushed along by her mum, Dolly, who, because it's quite comedic in places, it's really quite funny. And he's got his backstory too. She's got hers, he's got his. So it kind of isn't just sort of top level stuff. It is a bit more engrossed than that, is a bit sort of deeper than that. And for me, I just thought it's a really good watch. I mean, I really do like the people playing the characters in this. I think it works. It works really, really well. They have a rapport, a chemistry that I think really helps the show. So I think the idea that this is back for more people to see, I think is a really good thing because it deserves the outing. What did you think, Ian?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag. You're right. We did talk about it when it was on Acorn, but it's good that it's going to get a much wider audience here. Whitstable, beautiful location. Of course, we've had Morecambe Bay, was the setting for The Bay, another crime drama on ITV. Whitstable's beautiful. It's sort of a mecca for second homes. Londoners go down there for the weekend and eat oysters. It's got those remarkable sort of forts on stilts out in the sea, which do feature. And also the lovely Neptune pub right on the beach. You see that as well. Kerry Godleyman is a very good straight actor, I think. I mean, she started out as a stand-up comedian, I think. But she's a great straight actor, and she's really good in this role. And I would like to see her in other stuff. I'm never quite sure when they have someone who's a detective but also has another job, like a chef or a restaurant owner. But anyway, she does. Yeah, the cop who comes to investigate this, someone's been found drowned, sort of attached to the anchor of their fishing boat. The cop thinks it's an accident. Kerry Godleyman's character thinks otherwise for various reasons. The way it's wrapped up at the end of episode one is, I don't think, at all believable. It's really not very well done. But it's not trying to be a sort of really, well, I don't think it is anyway, a really gritty, believable crime drama. It's a bit more quirky than that, I would suggest. So, yeah, if you want something fairly escapist with a whodunit, some appealing characters and a nice backdrop, you could do worse. Over on Sky History, Sky Box Sets and Now TV, arriving on Tuesday the 12th of March, we have a docudrama called Royal Kill List, and here's a clip.
This is Charles Stuart. He's lost his country, his crown, and now his father. Isolated in exile, he writes a vow. We are firmly resolved to chase, pursue, kill, and destroy those bloody traitors who committed our dear father's murder.
So docudramas are not usually noted for the high quality of their dramatised reconstructions of history. I'd say this is the exception, though. It's pretty good. It's a three-parter, as we all remember, Hannah. In 1649, King Charles I was executed and the country became a republic. Imagine that. We got rid of the monarchy. But what became of the men who brought about this seismic constitutional upheaval? Well, you're going to find out in Royal Kill List, because his son was reinstated as the monarch after the protectorate, after Cromwell's protectorate. So Charles II, but he wasn't about to forgive and forget. He was determined to bring to justice the 59 men who all signed the king's death warrant. This is the story of that search. I think it's really well dramatised, but as well as the dramatised segments, it's rather a clever idea. They have three actors, each of them giving the point of view from a different camp. So you have Sheila Atim speaking for the Royalists, Jared Harris, the wonderful Jared Harris from The Crown and Mad Men, speaking for the Regicides, and Joseph Fiennes speaking for King Charles I. So, I mean, they are just talking heads, but they're doing it in the style of a dramatic monologue, if you like. And I think it works really well. It's much more interesting than just having the usual sort of historians coming on as a talking head and filling in the factual background. It's very effective and it really drives the story along and gives it a sense of drama. So, again, another bit of interesting history, this time from the UK, but very, very well done in a docudrama format. What did you think, Hannah?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things that you have to kind of sit there and watch. It's not something you'd have on in the background, I don't think, because it's quite compelling and you kind of, you know, you... But again, I mean, I've already admitted my history is sort of potted. And I think that this sort of, again, you need to keep up. You need to kind of watch it to know exactly what's going on. But it is interesting to, you know, particularly, I mean, 1660, right back from there, to see how that monarchy was restored all the way kind of, well, not all the way, but partway through, is really, really interesting, because it sort of forms part of the fabric of our history, but not necessarily the fabric of our curriculum. So, yeah, I thought it was very good. One that the children should watch, perhaps.
Well, after all that death and destruction, we're in need of a little bit of light relief, in a way, and we have it in the form of The Dry, the comedy drama returning to ITVX for a second series on Thursday, the 14th of March, and here is a clip.
We're here to be the best versions of ourselves, and it's a choice. Be a better sister, be a better daughter, be a better human. And yes, it takes hard work, and yes, it takes discipline, but you've got to keep trying and trying and trying every single day until eventually...
If you like a bit of spliff, love, takes the edge off.
Yep, so this is the second run for The Dry, and I liked it the first time round, and certainly the second. So this is set in Dublin. It's a comedy, although there are some sort of darker elements to it, because of course the story revolves around the recovering alcoholic Shiv Sheridan, who's played by Royston Gallagher. And you know, I don't know if it's arguable to say that, you know, if you've got an alcohol problem, you've had an alcohol problem, you know, it's something that's always, it probably always stays with you to a degree of kind of, you know, making sure that you kind of keep it to one side. And although she's been dry and stayed off the booze for 7 months as we start this series, and she's kind of, you know, sort of getting her life, you know, under control to some degree. She's working at a college. There are still things that are sort of out of kilter for her. So she's a creative, she's an artist, but she's living with her dad and her mum, and their relationship is kind of, from the first series we know, is not great anyway. Or it's certainly, she's kind of the, I suppose, the person who's ridiculously the most steady out of all of them at times, considering the scenario that she found herself in a few times. But she, this series sees her back, well, she's with living with them, and it's not an ideal scenario, and not necessarily one that sort of is conducive to, I suppose, staying off the drink, because living with her parents might drive her exactly to that. And she knows that sort of it would be easier if she didn't live at home. But at the end of the day, you know, she's got to, you know, find the cash to move out. But there's all this stuff going on around her. So where she could just sort of do with calm waters, she hasn't got that at all. So her mum's pretty brittle. She's got this new partner in the house. The dad is off doing things that he shouldn't be doing, but it's kind of threaded all the way through with some just when you're feeling really sad or a bit upset about the situation, suddenly there's just sort of a line that really makes you smile. And I think that's exactly what this does. It sort of takes you on the spectrum of emotion quite quickly. But this time we see that there could be some romance for Shiv, which is nice. It's a restaurateur, Alex, played by Sam Keeley, and also he's also had a difficult upbringing and background. So, you know, that doesn't come without its problems too. So it feels like a real journey, and I think that they sort of leave these things relatively open ended, so that I feel like this could just sort of, to a degree, run because it's a real journey that she's on. Do you enjoy it, Ian?
Yeah, I think this is a really good series, I must say. And yes, do go back and watch series one so you can get a handle on the backstories of all the characters and who they are. It's been described as the Irish Fleabag. I can see why people think that. I think there is a sort of seam of Irish comedy drama from the likes of, well, especially Sharon Horgan and Aisling Bea, people like that, that managed to very effectively combine really well-scripted, believable comedy with quite sort of heart-wrenching sadness and you know, problems. So, I mean, they say that sort of the secret to a good comedy is that the characters must be trapped. And certainly in this case, Shiv is trapped living with her mum and this dreadful new partner, Finbar, played by Michael McElhattan. He's a brilliant character, really nasty, scheming, cruel. And poor old dad, Tom, played by the wonderful Kieran Hines, is sort of living in the shed in the back garden. And yeah, episode one, it is Shiv's birthday, so there's a sort of family get together which doesn't go that well. So yeah, I mean, I think if you like Sharon Horgan style comedy drama, this is really, really good and worth catching. And I love Roisin in the lead role. But yeah, do go back and watch season one, which is also available on ITVX. We've got to that time, Hannah, that I know you look forward to, when I ask you, what have you been binge-watching this week?
Well, of course, Saturday Night Takeaway is in the diary every week until the series ends. It's 20th series. It's not going to be on next year. I absolutely love it. And also, we talked about it last week, but I went back and I watched Mary and George. It's pretty pacey and pretty racy. How about you, Ian?
Couple of things on Netflix. There's quite an interesting documentary series called The Programme, which is about these American sort of so-called schools for troubled teens, where they would essentially come and kidnap your teenager and take them away. I mean, absolutely appalling. That's quite interesting. Also, there's a really good period drama series on Netflix called Hollywood, which goes back to kind of the golden age of the Hollywood studios. And it's set at this gas station where kind of aspiring actors and writers are basically being employed as sex workers. Yes, so check it out. Now, we've just got time to look ahead to next week's offering. So what are we going to be talking about, Hannah?
Well, Kristen Wiig is a 1960s outsider who's desperate to join Palm Beach's most exclusive club in Palm Royale, which will be on Apple TV Plus.
I like the Wiig. I also like the classic Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse. Well, good news, folks. Jake Gyllenhaal stars as a struggling ex-UFC fighter in a remake of Roadhouse on Prime Video. Really looking forward to that. So, yes, we'll be talking about those and much, much more. But in the meantime, listeners...